Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. After this short break, we will be starting off the Sunha helpline, and you can send your questions through. I see lots have come through already. Lots of sweets and chocolate things. I think we must make a rule that when people make send a query through, and if it's halal, then they must send that particular item through to the team here at Radio Islam. What do you say, Mullah? Alright, so let's go for that break and we'll come back, inshallah. Mullah Bilal Nicholson joins us on the Sanha helpline. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Your World Today. Joined in the studio by Maulana Bilal Nicholson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, it was a good Monday besides the Obama's foul play.
Yeah. I see what you did there, yeah. Well, now, your name is Bilal and you speak for Sanha, so I'm going to call you, and there's a comedian by the similar name, but I'll call you Halal Bilal. Okay, no, I won't. Let's get straight into this. Lots and lots of queries that have come through already. We can also open the lines so Usama can be on his toes there. 011-854-1548 if you've got any halal queries. We'll start off with this is the first one that came through. It says, please advise food lovers markets bulk cheddar cheese.
Okay, that product is halal suitable. It is made at a facility that is halal certified.
Okay, then another one, Jazakallah khair for that. This one says, Salams, is Damascus nougat halal?
Damascus nougat contains bovine gelatin. Again, we only accept bovine gelatin if it comes from animals slaughtered by Muslims. In this case, this is not the case in the case of this bovine gelatin that's found in this product, Damascus nougat.
Okay, the next one says, Assalamu alaikum, is Brett Sour Pop stock sweet halal?
Brett Sour Pop stock sweet. Okay, that must be a new product on the market. I haven't heard of it yet. And we usually, all the new products that come on the market, the people call us about it. The manufacturer, unfortunately, of that product has not been willing to give us any information as of lately, so I doubt we're going to be getting any information on that product.
Okay. You can SMS 48855, you can WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or Twitter at EJAZ. _K. You can also phone in 011-854-1548. As one listener is done already. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, what's your query?
Okay, I just wanted to know if the 5-star chocolate by Dairy Made is halal.
Dairy Milk, Cadbury. Okay, that product, it's imported into Dairy South milk. Africa. We have already actioned the query. We're just awaiting some outstanding documentation, and then we will be able to advise regarding the status, halal or not.
Amen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Next one, Stambul lollipops.
Unfortunately, due to the lack of disclosures from the company, we're not able to give any assurance for that product.
Okay, then Maynard wine gums.
Again, the problem here is bovine gelatin, so it's not approved.
Okay, then gums coming from Muslim countries like Malaysia, Indonesia, etc.
From Malaysia, are some gums that are imported in South Africa that are actually certified by us. They are distributed by a company called Marhaba Trading. The brand names are Lot 100, Asli. The gelatin they're using in those products comes exclusively from animals slaughtered by Muslims. Now, with regards to gummy products that are imported from other countries, countries in the Middle East, Turkey and so forth, regrettably, to date, we have not been able to pinpoint exactly where the gelatin comes from. You know, is it exclusively from such animals slaughtered by Muslims or not? In fact, in our experience, when our team had been to Turkey, what they found is that a lot of the gelatin in Turkey was imported from Europe or South America. Hmm. And that would be a concern, yes. Where does the gelatin come from? So we would advise that rather stay away from them.
Okay, Jazakallah khair for that. This one says, can we eat Pringles?
Yes, Pringles are halal suitable.
Nice. Then, Salams, is chocolate sweetie pie halal?
Yes, that is certified by us. It's made by a company called Bayer's. Bayer's sweetie pie is halal.
Okay, brilliant. Then listeners do know the new rule from now on, that if it is halal, you have to send us that item that you queried about. So, I've got some chocolate sweetie pie coming our way. Just kidding. Maybe not. Maybe I am. Who knows? Well, the next one, Salams, please advise on vitamin D supplements that are halal.
Okay, The common supplements that would be the Soleil Vitamin D3 tablets. There's the Solga one as well, as long as it says it's suitable for vegetarians. The prescription medications, the vitamin D is relatively to date, we haven't come across an alternative to the ones that contain bovine gelatin, but at that stage it's already a medical need.
Okay, and multivitamins, are there any that are suitable?
Yes, there are many. If you refer to our website, you just look on the medical section. There's an entire range of vitamins that are certified by us.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. Next one says, Salams, would like to know if Mr. Sweets, gummy sweets are halal.
Not approved by us. Most of them do also contain bovine gelatin.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. Just heading into the Facebook, what is this? On the SMS line, which, okay, this is regards to our interactive question, so we'll leave that for now. We have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Japa, what is your query?
I wanted to find out Eric tablets. Can we consume that?
Okay, it does contain bovine gelatin.
Bovine.
So our advice is, as a first step, try and find an alternative. An alternative that comes to mind would be Rhinathan, also commonly available. Okay.
The ointment?
The ointment is halal suitable.
That we can use?
Yes.
It's just a tablet that we cannot drink.
Look, yeah, firstly, try and find an alternative. We know that sometimes, and we receive a lot of calls about this, that our offline as well, that sometimes the alternatives do not work. And then with the advice of your Muslim pharmacist or your Muslim doctor, if the alternatives are not working and so forth, then there would be a concession that you can use the Allergex tablets.
Okay.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Another one, so what we've got coming our way, Ma, we've got some Pringles coming our way, the Sweetie by Halal. Okay, the tablets and all, we'll give you guys maaf for that, right? Another one here says, Salams, is Pin Pop halal? If yes, which flavors?
Okay, there's an entire range of flavors of Pin Pop that are certified by us. Basically, the thing to look out for is if it's made in South Africa or not.
All right, JazakAllah khair for that. Keep sending those queries through 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. This one says, Salams, is Glory Henna halal? I heard that it is not halal.
Yes, it is. You can apply it and you can use it. There's no problem with that product.
There you go. Let's move on to the next one, inshallah, if the WhatsApp does permit us to do so. Okay, there, it's opening up. Let's see. No, most of them we've done already. Why is it so important for us to be so conscious about halal?
Well, it's a direct commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. We know that it's also the first commandment to our parents, Adam and Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that they were not allowed to approach a certain tree. So that was the first test with regards to halal and haram. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links halal to doing good actions in the Quran. Ya ayyuha ar-rasul, kulu min at-tayyibat wa a'malu salihah. As if the eating of halal will facilitate doing of good actions. And obviously, conversely, on the other side, the more a person would not consume halal, the more easy it would be for him to slip into sin and into things which are haram.
Mm. And we've heard in history as well, where, you know, Muslims were affected by this in terms of, you know, when they were conquering places, and one of the methods that were used by some of the Muslim, non-Muslims of those areas were to feed them haram, and that's how they defeated them in the battle the next day, as in one story we heard as well. Another one, Yamana, it says your bovine gelatin has two opinions. Opinion that it can be obtained from non-halal animals. Other opinion has to obtain from halal animals. Are both correct?
Okay, this our position at Sena is based on the view of the majority of the ulama, as well as majority of the international halal certifying bodies, who feel that, you know, there is so much of raw material available. I mean, how many Muslim countries are there and Muslims eat meat? All the Muslims are not vegetarians. So all those hides of the animals, the bones of the animals, can be used to make halal gelatin. Why do we have to look for an alternative where we're going to be using non-halal hides and then regard the hides as undergoing a metamorphosis or a change, and then the raw material becomes a halal substance. We don't have to go that far. You know, there is abundant raw material to make halal gelatin.
JazakAllah khair for that. This one says, Nestle Milky Bar chocolate, is it halal?
Yes, it is. Look for the Sana logo on that product.
Okay, so another chocolate coming our way. Shukar for that. This one says, Salams, is Pregnavit halal?
Pregnavit contains a bovine gelatin capsule. It's encapsulated in a bovine gelatin capsule. So that's the problem. We don't approve of it.
Indeed. Keep those questions coming through. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 0727861548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Another one coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Herbalife and Vital products halal?
Herbalife, regrettably to date, we haven't been able to get information on them. The company has not been willing to forward us the information. Vital products, the products are also encapsulated in bovine gelatin capsules, are not approved.
Next question I have not... Okay, wait, they're continuing with the question. Let me just get there. The next question I have is not based on a specific product, but would like to know, are all vegetarian products considered halal?
Not necessarily. First major difference between halal and vegetarian is wine is vegetarian. Wine and liquor and intoxicants would be considered as vegetarian. So, and then also again, you know, it's a claim of being vegetarian, but there's no real authority or regulatory bodies to enforce the claims that companies make. You know, many times you phone a company and they claim, in fact, in the last month, if I can think of a specific example, we queried a product from a company where they claimed the product was vegetarian and we found otherwise.
Hmm.
You know, a certain ingredient, some analyst hadn't done the necessary groundwork, and they first took a certain ingredient to be vegetarian.
Yep, so be careful there with your vegetarian items. Remember, I'm a carnivore. Right, here we go. We've got a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Please, I would like to find out if Estimarol chappies and Estros halal.
Estimarol, certain variants contain bovine gelatin. They're not approved by us. That would be the twist flavors, the sensations, the spearmint, the strawberry, as well as the berry party flavor. The rest are halal suitable. The other query was?
Estros
are halal.
Okay,
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Next one says, assalamu alaikum, is Nutrilite vitamins halal?
Nutrilite vitamins, we are querying those at the moment. I think they are imported from the US.
Okay, next one. I can see another chocolate coming our way. Salams, is crunchy chocolate halal?
Crunchy chocolate, as long as it's made in South Africa.
Okay, so there's a crunchy coming our way as well. Then we move on. It says, assalamu alaikum, brother Jaz, Sanha, Mibulin capsules, halal?
Not approved because of the gelatin capsule.
Alrighty then. Then this one says, is beacon marshmallows halal?
Similar problem for bovine gelatin.
Okay. This one says, Pregnavit halal, it's a tablet. Is it halal? You did answer that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then I think we have a caller on the line that could be on shortly, but we'll answer this one. Salam salams. Are all Cadbury chocolates halal?
Basically, in the South African market, you will find Cadbury chocolates that are made in South Africa, as well as Cadbury chocolates which are made overseas. So the ones which are made in South Africa, we have done an evaluation of them. We found them to be halal suitable. The imported products, to date we haven't found any of them to be halal suitable. Yes, we've queried some of them. We haven't received sufficient disclosures on others. We're waiting for some information on some of the other variants.
All right, we've got two callers on the line. We'll take the first one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Your query, brother?
I just want to know if baker's biscuits, can you eat all of it? All halal.
There is one variant which does have bovine gelatin. That's the iced zoo variant. Besides that variant, you can have the rest.
Okay, jazakallah.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum. That awkward moment when you call your father, brother. Here we go. Salams is... Wait, we've got another call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hello?
Ji, what's your query?
Is the Infinity Stimulon Chappies halal?
Okay, in the Infinity range, as I mentioned earlier, there are some flavors that the person has to be wary of. That is the spearmint flavor, the berry party flavor, as well as the strawberry flavor.
And is Manhattan's marshmallows halal?
Manhattan's marshmallows, bovine gelatin. So it's not approved by Sana.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then, yeah, it says, is goat slop crisp halal? Goat slop. I don't know if this is autocorrect. Yeah,
what? Perhaps it's goat pops. And that could be halal.
Alright. Then this one says, Salam, is beaches chewing gum halal? If so, which flavors?
Peaches are no longer made in South Africa as well. To date, we haven't been able to get sufficient information on them. So, and some of the variants do contain bovine gelatin as well. We haven't been able to trace exactly where the gelatin comes from, so we would advise caution.
Okay, next one says, Assalamu alaikum, I would like to know if the following are halal. Aero Bubbles?
Aero Bubbles, under query at the moment.
Lint, Hello Range?
The Lint products, what you have to look out for is liquor, so you have to actually check the ingredients. If it doesn't list liquor as an ingredient, then it would be halal suitable.
Okay, and the M&M's?
M&M's made in Malaysia or Poland, those are halal suitable.
Then instant jungle oats, all flavors?
As long as they're made in South Africa, then they are halal suitable.
ProNutro, all flavors?
The strawberry flavor is not approved by us, and the rest are halal suitable.
Baker's biscuits, you answered. Jazakallah khair for that. Sure, the machine is going to Kira once again, and it when it does that, then it freezes for a while and then it comes back up. Yes, it salams, is Neutralida Prooxidant capsules halal?
Neutralida, okay, that product I'm not sure about. What the consumer can do is they can contact the offices on the details I'll give at the end of the program, and if we don't have information, we'll investigate the products for them, inshallah.
Inshallah. Next one says, Assalamu alaikum, I'd like to know if the following ice creams are halal. Crunchy, Oreo cone, Oreo ice cream, sandwich, dairy milk, and flake 99.
So, you'll be getting some ice cream.
Yeah, oh, lots of chocolate ice creams, I can't wait.
Okay, besides the flake, which is still under query, the rest of those ice creams are halal. They are produced at a facility that is approved by us.
Okay, the next question, remember, no question is a stupid question, but listen, says, Salam, Maaf, this sounds like a stupid question, but what is gelatin and why is the product considered not halal if it contains gelatin?
Okay, so gelatin is made from the raw material collagen, and now after the Qurbani, I'm pretty sure everyone had a look at what the animal skin looks like. There's this foamy substance on the skin of the animal, which is between the meat of the animal and the actual hide of the animal. And that substance is then used to make gelatin. In fact, if you had to boil it in a pot or you take some bones when you're making some soup, the froth, the white froth that comes to the top, that's gelatin. Right? So it's an animal-derived ingredient. Again, our view with regards to it is we regard it the same as the meat of the animal, that the meat would only be halal if slaughtered in the correct manner. Similarly, the gelatin from an animal would only be halal if the animal is slaughtered correctly.
All right. This one says, Salams, is Sphere biscuit halal, strawberry flavor, all flavors?
Okay, those are imported on behalf of the ShopRite group. To date, we haven't received any information on them. We're not sure if they are halal or not.
Okay, this one says, Salams, want to know, is McDonald's halal?
With regards to franchises, right, we only give an assurance once we've entered into an agreement with the head office of the franchise, where the head office is responsible for all items or all products coming into the individual stores. And to date, we haven't certified any McDonald's store. We don't give any assurance for any of them.
All right. Next one says, is Knorr soup and Glow chocolate halal?
Knorr soups, look for the Sena logo on those products. Some are certified. There are others that are imported. We don't give any assurance for those. And the Glow chocolate is still under query.
Then this one, Nature Sauce strawberry and yogurt muesli.
That is halal suitable.
Alright, this one saying, Maaf, I missed the answer. Please, can you repeat? He's the one that asked about the ice creams.
Oh, the Cadbury ice creams, Oreo. Okay, so the Oreo, the crunchy
Oreo cone, and Oreo ice cream sandwich, dairy milk, Flake 99.
Right, so the answer was, besides the Flake 99, which remains under query at the moment, the other ice creams mentioned, the Oreo, the dairy milk, those are. And crunchy, those are halal suitable.
Alright, so brother, because you asked for a repeat, that means we're getting two rounds there. Yeah, jazakallah for the double ups on the ice creams. Well done. We've got one caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, caller.
I'll take you shopping tomorrow.
You can go shopping, but for now, you can ask us a question. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum, sister, you're live on air. Alrighty then, she does not realize she's live on air. So I think that brings us to the end of this program, but we've got about 5 minutes or so. The brother again is saying, I think we're going to get third round of ice cream. I don't know if it's the same. There's another number, but I think, can you please repeat answers? Very difficult to hear the speaker. And I'm speaking very clearly. So, yeah, just pull it away from you. Yeah. This one says, is the new Five Roses flavored tea bags halal, and is the Twinings flavored tea bags halal?
Okay, plain tea or tea that's flavored with herbs and so forth, that would be halal, alright? Mm-hmm. Those Five Roses products, we have initiated a query as of last week. It remains under query.
Okay. Then this one says, Mavs, I will send you chocolates, but please repeat the answer about the differences about bovine gelatin. Just speak away from it.
Okay. Okay, so bovine gelatin, like I was saying earlier, there is Senna's view with regards to bovine gelatin. Mm. And the view of the majority of the ulama, as well as the international halal bodies, is that gelatin, for it to be considered halal, must be from a halal species animal, and then secondly, that animal must then be slaughtered by a Muslim as well. Right? Yes, there is another view where ulama feel that if the gelatin, even though it comes from an animal not slaughtered by Muslims, it would then undergo a process of metamorphosis and then become halal. But such a principle is induced, or it's invoked, when there's something called umum balwa, or there's a real need for it. Right? In the case of Muslims being meat eaters, as I said earlier, where there's so much of raw material, all the Muslims in the world are eating meat, right? They all demand halal slaughtered animals. So use the hides from those animals and you can have halal gelatin. Why do we need to use the hides of animals that have not been slaughtered by Muslims? There's no real need for it.
Indeed. Yeah, we've got a minute or so. If you want to send any queries through, inshallah, you can do so. Let me just see some of the messages that have come through. They're asking, Salams, is Burger King halal?
Burger King, we don't have no association with them. We don't give any assurance for any of their stores.
Alright, the computer has possibly just froze up at this very moment. So I think it's a good time, Maulana, to close it up. Any closing comments you want to make regards to halal issues?
Again, the details for the helpline. Right? If there's any queries, complaints, suggestions, please contact us at our offices. Again, Senna is your organization. Right? So we can only improve with feedback from the consumer, who remains our number one inspector. Right? So the number for Senna offices, 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email, helpline@senna.org.za. And you can subscribe to our Twitter feeds, Facebook as well, and Instagram. You can send us queries in there as well.
Alright.
JazakAllah khairan for giving us the opportunity.
Amen.
And wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah to yourself and to your listeners.
JazakAllah khair for entertaining us with your answers, Halal Bilal, Mulana Bilal. JazakAllah khair for your time. Have a wonderful evening, inshallah.
JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Sanha program, and indeed the end of this program for today, inshallah. Mufti Musaji will be with you tomorrow morning again, and I'll be with you from 5 up until Maghrib, and then Maulana Ibrahim Daya will be taking over after Maghrib, inshallah. So we're hoping that you've had a motivational Monday, and we pray that you remember us in your du'as. And JazakAllah khair to everyone who has interacted with us. Oh yes, I must read that SMS, because in terms of interactions on our program, SMS's are like gold, you know, it's very rare. This one says, Brother Ijaz, I'd like to better myself in my deen, and also to everyone, love your life by enjoying everything your heart desires, but going for... Okay, the second part, you see, that's the danger. Or going for Umrah or doing good things to make you happy, because life is short. JazakAllah khair for that interaction and all the many others that have come through on WhatsApp, on Twitter, on SMS, on Facebook. Sure, Facebook, there were lots. I even forgot to read some of the Facebook ones. There were so many. Let me just check if there's any update, but I think we've come to the end now. So we leave it for another time. There's been lots. And yes, the main thing about Islamic New Year's resolutions, as we were speaking about it, you can still tweet on the hashtag Islamic New Year resolutions, is that we don't do it the Nasara way of, you know, I'm going to do this and that and other. It's innamal a'malu binniyat. Deeds will be judged only by intention. So, you know, you rather make a good intention, like people are saying they want to bring fix up family ties. We got that message from a listener. That is a good thing to try and sort out, inshallah. May Allah make it possible for you to, for all those that are trying to, you know, fix up family ties, because that is like the cancer of society nowadays. Everyone is breaking up, and for no reason or silly reasons rather, breaking up families, cousins not being able to, you know, grow up knowing they are the first cousin, that there's too much of that happening around. But may Allah unite families, may Allah unite the ummah. And from us here, Radio Islam International, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.